One day, a little girl was sitting and watching her mother do the dishes at the kitchen sink, and she noticed that her mother had several strands of white hair showing in contrast to her black hair. She looked at her mother and inquisitively asked, "Why are some of your hairs white, Mom?" Her mother replied, "Well, every time that you do something wrong and make me cry or unhappy, one of my hairs turns white." The little girl thought about this revelation for a while and then said, "Mommy, how come all of Grandma's hairs are white?" Well, today's gospel, Jesus talks about some very, in a sense, frightening things, the end of the world, the natural disasters, and Jesus even says people will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming into the world. He says, "For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth." Some of the things the Lord tells us in today's gospel could make our hair turn white, because it's talking about the end of the world. And during Advent, the readings are sometimes about the past, looking back, but oftentimes, and in fact today's gospel, it's about the future, the second coming of Christ. And notice what Jesus says will happen in the future, at the end of the world, at the second coming of Christ. There'll be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars. The book of Revelation says that you will see the stars fall from the heavens. The moon will turn blood red. The sun will shine no more. You'll see the natural disasters, the roaring of the waves and the sea. Jesus even says people will die of fright in anticipation because they'll see the powers of heaven shaken. And it says they will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with all the angels. Now, this is called the second coming of Christ. We know this will happen. We say that in the creed. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. We believe that Christ will come again to judge the living and the dead. And Advent is a time in which we look to the future to prepare ourselves for the second coming of Christ. And he says that if we're prepared, we can stand upright because our redemption is at hand. As Bishop Sheen says, there will be two groups of people on earth when Jesus comes again. Those who look forward to receiving Jesus will be filled with joy at the second coming of Christ. And those who are not living the way they should be, who will be in fear and dread about the second coming of Christ. So Jesus tells us to prepare for the second coming of Christ. Because when he comes again, he'll come in glory and power. And so he says, he tells us how to prepare for the second coming of Christ. He says, do not become drowsy, spiritually drowsy, or be engaged in carousing or drunkenness. These things lead to immorality. Don't give in to the anxieties, to the worries, to the anxieties of daily life. He says, don't let that day catch you off guard like a trap. He says, the answer is to be vigilant and to pray at all times, to be able to withstand the trials and tribulations that are imminent, to be able to stand before the Son of Man. So notice that today's readings are all about the future, the second coming of Christ. So Advent wants us to look forward to the second coming of Christ, to prepare our souls to meet Jesus whenever he comes again. And that could be the hour of our own death, or it could be, if we're alive at the second coming, to be ready for the second coming of Christ whenever that will be. But Advent is not always and only about looking to the future. Advent and the readings of Advent also take us back to the past. We look at the past. We think of the prophecies that the Messiah would come. Over the next 4 weeks, as we enter into this holy season of Advent, the readings will be about the coming of the Messiah. It'll be about readings from Isaiah, from Jeremiah, and we'll see a lot about John the Baptist preparing people for the Messiah. So we look back 2,000 years, and we think of how the chosen people, the Jewish people, were waiting for their their Messiah, how they had prayed and hoped that the Messiah would come. In fact, that's why we have the four candles on the Advent wreath. Each candle represents 1,000 years. The Jewish people waited 4,000 years for their Messiah, for Jesus to come into this world. So we look back and how the chosen people prepared for the Messiah. And of course, the first time Jesus came, he came in really hiddenness and obscurity. He came as a little baby born in Bethlehem. He was wrapped in swaddling clothes, placed in the manger, and only a few people knew about the coming of Christ. So a handful of shepherds, a couple of wise men. Jesus came into this world really with just Joseph and Mary and just a few others knowing about the first coming of Christ at Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. But of course, the next time he comes, it'll be a lot different. It'll be in power and glory, and everyone will know that Christ has come. And lastly, not only is Advent about the future, the second coming of Christ, and Advent is about the past, looking back 2,000 years to the birth of Christ, but Advent, I think, most beneficially, is about the present. How can you and I prepare during these next 4 weeks to celebrate Christmas with great joy, to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, to prepare our hearts once again for the coming of Christ at Christmas? Well, Jesus tells us what to do: to pray, to be vigilant, to be watchful, to prepare our hearts for his coming. And so the three things I would recommend as we begin this Advent season today is, number one, sometime during the 4 weeks of Advent, go to confession. That's one of the best ways to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ at Christmas, is to make a good and holy confession. Read over the examination of conscience, prepare well, and make a good confession. And I'd especially recommend to go when we have 15 to 20 priests with us next Monday night, December 10th, at our Advent penance service. That is going to be the easiest, the most convenient time to go to confession. Yes, we do have confessions every Monday morning, Wednesday night, and Saturday afternoon, of course. But by the way, don't forget, tomorrow is our priest day of prayer, so there are no confessions tomorrow morning, but Wednesday night, Saturday, we have our confessions. But again, take advantage of that great opportunity when we bring in 15 or 20 priests next Monday night. That's really going to be a great way to prepare for Christmas, is to make a good confession during this Advent season. Number two is say the joyful mysteries of the Rosary every day during Advent. This is a practice I started a number of years ago. I found it personally to be very beneficial, because every day when you say the joyful mysteries every day during Advent, you'll be focusing on the Advent mysteries and on the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of Christ. And that'll keep the spirit of Advent alive every day during these next 4 weeks. And lastly, number three, try to receive Jesus in Holy Communion as often as you can during Advent. If you can come to some of the daily masses a couple of times a week at the historic church at 6:30 in the morning, or here in the worship center at 9:15, the daily mass and daily Holy Communion, it will transform our lives. Try to receive Jesus as often as you can. The daily readings during Advent from Isaiah, from Jeremiah, about John the Baptist, about St. Joseph, about our Blessed Mother, will help prepare your mind to receive Christ at Christmas. But also, receiving Jesus in the Eucharist is really the greatest way to receive Jesus as often as you can in Holy Communion during this season of Advent. And if you can come a few minutes early, join us at 9 o'clock for morning prayer. We have the Liturgy of the Hours, morning prayer, beginning at 9 o'clock every day, Monday through Saturday, before the 9:15 Mass. So if you can come to daily Mass, and even come a few minutes early to read the Psalms, to pray the Liturgy of the Hours, that is such a great way. Because Jesus says that this is a time to be vigilant and to pray, to be able to stand before the Son of Man.